Welcome to the Scraps Podcast. My name is Chris Tripolino.
And I'm Greg Meyer.
And I'm Melissa Locke.
And we're getting ready to kick off a new conversation we're calling Hearing Voices. Basically, this just gives us a chance to center marginalized voices that we desperately need. It's a conversation that will likely be a little bit uncomfortable, that will likely push us in ways that we're maybe not quite feeling ready to go yet, but it's so important in this society that we live in.
Right. And when you say us, I think it is us. It's us as individuals. It's us as a society. There's an element of this that's difficult for all of us. And one of the things we sense is that our community is really ready for this conversation. And we also have trouble with this conversation. And this is a tough one. It's and maybe why it's really important for us to be kind of a safe and a trusting community so that we can venture in a conversation like this and feel that it's constructive.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, even the claim that we make that this is difficult for all of us raises, you know, questions like, wait, isn't it a little more difficult for some? And it's been so difficult for so many people for so long. And as a white person, I've benefited from the voices that have been in the center for a long time. And it raises some tough things that, you know, my life and my white skin represent without me really wanting them to, without me believing in that. Yeah, I can feel it making my heart race right this moment.
So what we want to focus on today is a confluence between this Hearing Voices conversation we're just about to begin and then the F-word conversation that we just spent 5 weeks on. The F-word being that, you know, that one, that word that people really use to mess with each other and to get themselves completely thrown out of joint, the forgiveness issue, right? Yep. That F-word. And we knew it was there all along. But as we walk through it with our community and we're looking at and developing this Hearing Voices conversation, we could feel, wow, there's some really, really powerful links between these. Real forgiveness, and we're talking about the real thing, not the fake knockoff of, I'm sorry, that's okay, all right, let's just move on.
Move on.
Yeah. The real forgiveness thing needs to be happening within us before we are going to be successful at the Hearing Voices conversation.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I mean, there's so much to there's so much to forgive to allow us all to come together at the table. There's whether you're talking about self-forgiveness, like we did, or about really painful histories that we have to have the capacity to look directly at and engage. All of that is part of this conversation.
I ended my message on that last week with some words that I kind of felt summed up the whole 5 week conversation, and that is this quote: "To forgive is to set a prisoner free, and to discover that the prisoner was you." Yeah. And that just says so much. I mean, we misunderstand forgiveness. We think it's all about all kinds of things, but it's really about this freedom. And it's not about the other so much. It's really about you and setting yourself free from whatever it was that was tearing you up, or the offense, the hurt, the damage is.
So there's that piece of being freed from something. It feels like there's, if we look at that, it's not freedom from your responsibility or the consequences of what you've done, or letting somebody else off the hook. You know, those that's not what we're talking about.
Or even freedom from feeling the emotions. Like, I don't just all of a sudden everything is wonderful. I forgave myself, or I was forgiven, or I've forgiven someone else, and now, you know, all those emotions have just evaporated into nothing. I'm not freed from those.
Right. But you are freed from the power that they have over you. And I think that's a key piece there, that as you look at those pieces that impact how you act now, that's the gift that forgiveness keeps on giving.
Because that's the prisoner, right? The prisoner can't decide what he or she is going to do. They're a prisoner, and they have to do what whoever's imprisoning them, whatever they're a slave of, tells them to do. It has power over them. So you're freed from that power. It doesn't mean that you don't have needs, you aren't a human being anymore, and all of a sudden you have all these superpowers to do anything you want, but you aren't controlled by that. I can transcend. I can get beyond my fear. I can get beyond my worry. I can get beyond my guilt, even though they might still be there, but they won't dictate all my actions, my decisions, my thoughts any longer.
Yeah, so we're freed from and freed to something too, right? We're freed to
do it again because we were forgiven for right? doing it last time.
Yeah, woohoo! We're free to do whatever the hell we want, right?
That's the
feels so good
misconstruction of forgiveness, right? So, what are we free to?
I think we're freed to be our whole, real, honest, messy selves and bring that to the table and meet the other whole, messy humans that are there too. That we need each other. I think the gifts of that exchange of two human beings is so underestimated.
We are getting into an area that has such a life of its own beyond ourselves, beyond our choices, beyond our consciousness, and so on. We've spent centuries constructing a system that has advantaged some people and disadvantaged other people. And it really doesn't matter which side, whether you're on an advantage or disadvantaged side. It is so deeply ingrained, and that's why, you know, the conversation is about white-bodied or black-bodied, not just white or black. But it's so ingrained to who we have become that we simply have emotional and physical reactions to it. And until we can be freed from and freed to do some of these things, we're not going to show up. We're not going to be there and actually hear. We're not going to realize that, you know, it's not just marginalized voices. But guess what? I have allowed the voice of white supremacy to be my voice. And this isn't all about hearing my voice, finally. It's everybody's voice. But to realize that we are all suffering under this. The world is so much poorer because we aren't hearing all these voices. We aren't one great conversation of community and of really embracing each other. But we're this competition of voices. And we know who's going to win the competition right now. You know?
Yeah, that's a great way to stay real small.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, we think, well, it's really worked for us. Well, you know, my question is, and I hope this hearing voices conversation will help me understand this and come to a clearer understanding of it. But my sense is that even though I am, a white male, middle class, who's kind of advantaged by all this, that if the scenario had played out differently, if we had been hearing all voices from the beginning, I might be even more advantaged along with all the other people. Like,
in
it
ways
actually
that
has held.
You can't even imagine.
Right. It has held us back in ways that, like, we have no idea how crippled, how hobbled we have been all this time.
Yeah.
We think it's worked for us, and I really question that. I don't think it has.
No.
And so I want my imagination stretched. I want to have this vision of how great a world we could be living in might be if we decided we could all be at the table and we all actually listened and attended to each other's conversations and actually to our own conversations so we knew what our story was and we could bring it to the table fully as well. And the thing is that, you know, forgiveness won't magically all of a sudden make us all kumbaya and we all get along. But if we don't have the forgiveness, I don't think there's even a chance of us uniting.
Yeah. We don't have the capacity for it, for even engaging in the conversation.
Right.
Fully.
So the forgiveness piece allows us to be wholly at the table with each other. Then there's a lot of work, you know. Thus, we have another conversation to have.
Yeah. So get ready, friends. We are needing your voice at the table, too. Your ears, your voice, a settled self willing to dig into some of these hard conversations. And we're looking forward to doing it together.